Behemoth well back, then Geetra wider out. Savatou XL blasting along in the lead. Instant Celebrity's got a lift to reach him. Savatou XL from Instant Celebrity, then Geetra, but it's Forster. Savatou XL takes the Goodwood by two lengths to Instant Celebrity.
Oh, it was a dominant win, and it was a surprise to a few, but he has been brilliant his last two starts, winning the Mackay and now the Goodwood in arrogant fashion. This is the galloper that has been bought to win a Balaclava Cup. He ran up the top end of Australia, and now he is one of the most dominant sprinters going around at the moment, adding the Group 1 Goodwood to his mantelpiece. And it would have been a very enjoyable day for Tony McAvoy, who won the state's biggest sprint race once again on Saturday. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Good morning.
Congratulations. Well done on that victory on Saturday. Now, be honest, did you think he would be able to dispatch the likes of Geetra, Behemoth and the likes with such arrogant fashion in the Goodwood on Saturday?
No, I did not. I had the handbrake on the owners leading into the race saying that, look, you know, this is a high-quality sprint race, and he went to a personal best to win the Mackay Stakes. And the Mackay Stakes, and had to go to another level to win this race. And to be quite honest, I just couldn't quite see him beating the big three. And to come out and do what he did was just quite incredible. It was really impressive.
He's a remarkable horse. He's only 5 years of age, and he's only had 28 starts. He's won 16 of them now. And in excess of $700,000, and he started off his career up in Alice Springs, where he dominated. And he was a horse that was going around in the Darwin Cup and the likes. And now you've got him one of the most informed sprinters in Australia. How has he turned into one of the best sprinters going around?
Yeah, incredible, Michael. Like, it just shows it's a great story for racing, really. $8,000 horse. And it just reiterates that anyone can race a horse that can get to this level. It doesn't matter where they come from. And that's the, I suppose that's the beauty of our great industry is the uncertainty. You know, if the most money won all the time, if the most expensive horses won all the time, it'd be a bit boring. So, but look, he kicked off up Northern Territory, and what they have to be up there, Michael, is really tough. They really have to be tough horses. Those tracks are hard, and it's hot. And he's just, it's really developing into a horse that's just coming right now. And Will Savage, who trained him up there and is part owner of the horse, he said to me, he said, look, this horse hasn't arrived yet. He's a big, long, narrow fellow. And he thought he was going to get better over the next couple of preparations, and how right he was.
So this time in, his last few runs have been brilliant. Did you foresee that he could get to this level, or has it been a progressive improvement that has actually surprised you every time you've taken him to the races?
Look, when he won the Christmas Handicap, Michael, that was a really very good win. And I thought, well, he's up to these sort of listed Group 3 races. And then when he won the Mackay, what he did to that field, second up, the turn of foot he showed, a three-length win over those horses, I thought, wow, he's deserved his chance to get to the Group 1. And then when the field came up, I thought, wow, we've probably overstepped our mark here. But he's now absolutely proven that he's a Group 1 horse. And of course, getting there is one thing, Michael. At this level, now you've got to sustain it, of course.
Well, what do you think his best distance is? Is he a 1,200-metre sprinter?
Yeah, he's a sprinter, mate. Yep. He's a sprinter. 1,200, 1,300. I mean, we're going to the Kingston Smith up in Brizzy. 1,300. Like, he was extremely strong there on Saturday. You saw Instant Celebrity. She got back from her gate but had a beautiful run through behind him and got through and really had her chance to pick him up. And the last 100 metres of that race, nothing took ground off him. So there's nothing to say to me that he won't run a strong 1,300 this level. 1,400 of the Stradbroke, I'm not too sure, but look, we'll just take the next run, the Kingsford Smith, and if we don't think, if he doesn't run it out really strong, we can always go back to the Moreton Bay Cup, which is a 1,200, and miss the Stradbroke. But We'll let the horse do the talking, but he's a true sprinter, mate.
That was the first time he'd ever seen a track other than good, and I know it was only a soft five, but he appeared to handle that well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, incredible. 27 starts or something, he'd never been on soft ground.
Yeah.
So we're in a drought over here in South Australia. We've had no real rain, and I wasn't too worried about the track. But, of course, it was another hurdle he had to jump, and he jumped it. And, of course, the other thing, drawn barrier two and being a leader, the rail didn't look to be the place to be all day. No one wanted to be there, and this fella lays in badly. So Byron and I discussed it and said, well, we're just going to chance our arm. We walked it. It walked okay on the rail, and as you saw on the day, no one had been there. And so we went the rail, and it really worked.
Another good day for Byron as well. It's been a transitional period for yourself and the team, and Byron setting up at Ballarat as well. So I imagine it would have been a pretty satisfying Group 1 for everyone involved on Saturday.
Yeah, look, I really needed it. We really needed it, Michael. We've been pretty quiet with our runners setting up. A lot of energy's gone into the setup at Ballarat, which we're really pleased with, and it's coming along very well. But I haven't been running many horses, and we've just taken our time to see that we're on the right path in the new facility, and we've been quiet. So, but look, that was the tonic we needed to pick us up, and we'll start having a few more runners very soon.
How has that transition been? And have you got a lot of nice horses that are just waiting to come through the wings, do you think?
Yeah, we have. We have. We've had, we've had the last couple of weeks, we've had some really nice young horses trialling, and they're ready to go to the races now. We're just now picking and choosing where we're going to kick them off. So Ballarat, we've been very impressed with Ballarat. It's the facility's magnificent. The tracks we're working on are superb. Our horses have settled in really well there, and we've still got a long way to go to get it sorted out. It takes time doing this sort of thing, but I couldn't be more pleased with how it's going.
Will you take any other horses up north with Savatou XL?
Yeah, I'll take Shop Till I Drop, who ran fifth there on Saturday at the Centuria. She just got too far back there on Saturday. I'll take her up for a couple of small black type races. And I'll take Pretty Brazen up for the Cat's Tiara. I brought her back to 2 1200s, the Bankster, where she ran a cracking race to run fourth. And then these sprinters, they were just too fast for her on Saturday. She was in a lot of trouble a long way out, Luke said, just trying to keep up. I think she's going really well. And 1400 is her trip. So Group 1, Fillies and Mares, Cat's Tiara for Pretty Brazen.
And your other runner, Dollar for Dollar, he's been a great servant to the stable, but is he now getting towards retirement?
Yes, Michael, we've retired him. The one run, we found an issue after his run at Caulfield, and he's, all his signs were excellent going in. Like, he galloped with G-Trar and really competitive with him, and we were very pleased. But he ran... he went out hard, had to do a lot of work to cross, and it just told on him in the end. But he just sent us the message that his days are behind him now, and he'll be retired, and we'll find a nice home for him. I put it out to the ownership group that he goes to Jamie Carr.
Yeah.
Jamie loves that horse, as it's well documented, and she'll look after him magnificently, and if the total ownership group agree, go to Jamie's next week.
That'd be great. He would be well looked after there. There's no doubt about that. Tony, congratulations. Another Group 1 on Saturday. Well done.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Thanks for chatting.
Tony McAvoy.